This is an Average Joe Media production.
Hey, Daddy, the show is fine!
Let the band play.
You know I got the juice, man. I just hopped up out that Lambo Batmobile like Bruce Wayne. I just dropped 200 on my gang. This shit was pocket change.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, wait,
you're
wait.
Stinky winky.
What?
Yo.
I don't know. That's, late. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Chilling with Juice podcast. I am one of your gracious hosts, Juice. It is currently 67 degrees in one of the safest cities in Maryland, Jewtown.
And no, that's fact.
On the way here, I spotted a Jewish woman walking down the street. And from first glance, she was stupid thick. But I know she probably married to her cousin husband.
Accurate.
She was walking down the street, and as I'm making a left-hand turn in my automobile, she's making a left-hand turn with her legs. We're going down the same street now. She's digging in that ass. Funky butt Jewish bitch.
She was white, wasn't she?
It's the only Jewish I know.
Yeah.
Especially around here.
Is that around here? Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you're not going to see no black Jews. But as you all hear, you hear Alex.
Yep.
You hear Liz, and you hear no nickname, okay? We are us. They are them. You are you all. Let's get to the shits. All right, now where y'all want to start?
We can do randoms real quick.
Oh, by the way. By the way. By the way.
Damn, we ain't doing a mental check-ins?
Fuck all that. I plan on being the most ridiculously funny individual today. So beware. If there's anything serious, it won't come from me.
We'll see about that.
Oh, you want to test that? Let's go. Test that third. What are we doing? You doing yours? Let's go.
What do you want to do? A mental check-in?
10.
Liz.
All right.
See, no one cares about the mental check-in.
That's why screw we you. I'm at
right
8.
Past that shit.
It's because Alex don't have his headphones on.
I'm at a 9.
They're on.
Alex,
they're
on.
Alex, where are you at today?
Right.
7.5.
That's stupendous. All
right.
And oh, so everybody went?
Everybody went.
Bet. Let's go.
There we go.
Random question number one. Can you say you aren't gay if you have sex with the same sex?
Yeah, you're bisexual.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're bisexual. If
you're questioning.
If you still have the whole way.
I mean, what if you only did it once, you didn't like it, you questioned it.
I'm going to say if you are a man, by society standards, you cannot say that you are bisexual if you take dick up the ass or you give a dick up the ass or you suck dick.
It's out of my wheelhouse.
Exactly.
No, because I think whether the man is the top or the bottom.
I beg your pardon?
I said whether the man is the top.
No, I heard you. I didn't want you to repeat it.
Oh, I mean, for me, I don't care. Like, whatever. I don't care. But
so
there
you would date a bisexual man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
This is a yes or no question. We just think about it. Would you date a man?
But the masculine.
Ain't no. Don't worry about masculine.
No,
feminine,
it's a lot of stipulations that go into it, so I can't say yes
right,
or
boom.
No.
Okay. Oh, this man is built like me, but.
He got
from
a beard.
Time to time, he got a beard. He got muscles. He got a deep voice. He can whistle some shit in your ear and sound like Luther Vandross on a song.
Okay,
but
very specific man.
But this man,
very specific.
But this man is more than willing to suck dick and take dick.
Yo,
are you going to date him? Because he deals with men and women.
I don't want the one that takes dick. But if he's giving dick to other dudes.
What the fuck? Hey, yo, okay.
All right, next random question.
I'm not
going to
bend
over.
Next random question.
Time
next
out.
Random
because
question.
Because I'm not going to be, I'm not the one doing the bending, so. So that's
okay.
Why I said if he's the
okay,
one
no,
who's
fuck
the
it, because y'all won't leave
go
it,
ahead,
right?
Go ahead.
Fuck it.
Go ahead.
So if he's a bottom and you dating a bisexual man, would you peg him? Would you bend him?
No, I don't like men who usually play the role of the bottom.
No, but he does both.
No, because no. he's saying
he's only dating a gay man.
I'm
right.
Only
he's
dating
a bisexual man
if
sorry.
He's a top. That's what I'm saying.
That's it. That's all.
But I could also date a straight man who likes to be pegged. And if that's what my man is into, then I would visit that conversation.
Okay. All right. Plot twist. Boom. Plot twist. This top that you are dating.
Okay.
Right. Wow. While you're dating him, he tells you, "Hey, babe, I still want to fuck men."
Okay.
He do what to men?
He wants to fuck men. He's a
still,
top.
He's a top, so he still wants to bend men over while he's fucking her.
Okay.
Answer.
Okay.
She down.
You so cool, bring in another cool bisexual man, baby. You about to have a good ass time.
So you would have a threesome with two bisexual men?
Yeah, we'd have a threesome. That's yourself fun. I ain't gonna hold you. Have you ever had a threesome with two bisexual women? It's like that. So
it's not.
You asking me?
I'm asking you in general to the audience.
All right.
Second
random question.
Yes.
So we don't get too far
but that's good to know.
Down the rabbit hole.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Ooh, child.
The two bisexual men. You. Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Oh my Jesus.
So Alex, do you have your second question?
Yes. All right. So boom. If you are dating somebody, you go to their crib. They don't have Netflix or cable, but they invite you over. They got DVDs and VHSs. You staying or you leaving?
What's the problem? Pop that fucking VHS in.
I'm high already, so yeah, I'm there.
What are we playing it in? Because
a DVD player.
DVD player, or they got the VHS or Blu-ray. With the TV.
Baby, I'm whatever. Pretty sure I still got a VHS in my grandmother's basement, so that ain't never a problem.
What? You use that bitch, though.
What is his collection?
I haven't.
Mr. Random Questions with Stipulations. What is his collection of things to watch? Like, what category?
The Friday Trilogy.
Matrix Trilogy.
Snakes on a Plane.
It sounds Soul good enough plane. To me. Okay, all you got me on the last Avengers. Two right there.
Okay, so he has a nice rounded black cinema collection. Yeah, yo, I'm saying.
Having the Notebook on DVD would be insane.
I mean, I just want to make sure.
The Notebook.
I like The Notebook.
No, I know you do. No, but that's white. That's white theater.
But you just said the Friday
Disney
trilogy.
Every Disney princess on DVD.
Okay, maybe he got a kid.
He's a collector.
Right.
Well, if she's watching,
or maybe
that,
he just was a Disney fan. Like,
true.
Maybe they his mama's DVDs.
I don't give a fuck. Either way, I'm staying. I mean,
who
a
paid,
DVD,
who
a VHS.
Paid the rent over there? She did.
That's a good question.
No, she said. He said you're going over.
Yeah, fact. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. I don't care what she do over there.
He got a box spring.
Sell dope. She can sell dope
so.
And babysit.
Well, he ain't
the
got Netflix,
crib.
So I don't know if he got a box spring. Does he have internet at home? I log into my own Netflix account?
I'm gonna assume no, because he don't got Netflix or cable.
I mean, he might not be able to afford Netflix and
that's
cable.
That's fine. So that's why you got them DVDs ready for your ass.
So no
it's
internet?
Still fine by
no.
Me.
No internet, Liz. No internet. You can live without the internet.
Matter of fact, if you ain't got internet, he got a smart TV, though. You got the hotspot. Boom.
Oh, you think we finna run up my day to watch my Netflix?
Absolutely.
Stupid slow.
You know what?
Absolutely.
I'm going to remove myself from this question because I wouldn't be fucking no nigga like that.
Yo, you're strange.
But you're willing to fuck with a nigga who's fucking men.
Yeah,
question number
top,
three.
Fine.
Question number three. Question number
he got
three.
That dick.
Again. How many times did I ask a question? I'm trying to get
to
question number three.
You see how long it took to get to question number two? I asked four times.
I didn't know.
You weren't paying attention.
Because Alec keep bringing it back to
Jesus Christ. All right. Question number three. All right. And this is going to be probably the most serious one I'm going to ask. And we done with these because Liz is wild.
You keep bringing it back to your first question.
What is one thing you require weekly from someone you're dealing with?
Dick.
Okay.
If we dealing with each other, like
y'all dating. Y'all
exclusively.
Exclusively, yes.
I guess.
Dick.
Yeah, coochie then, I guess.
The fuck?
Yeah.
My homeboy literally told me yesterday, he was like, yeah, my girl be acting like it's too much to give me pussy 3 times a week. I said, 3 times a week, that's it? I said, that's all
that's,
you
that's
want.
I said, that's all you want, and she can't do that?
Everyone is an active fucker.
And that's tragic. Like him. She'd be like, I'm tired.
What'd you say before on the show? You said what? You're good with once bi-weekly, like a patient.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I mean, if more comes, but standard issue, I'll take the shit one a month. Fuck it.
All right,
you know, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Fuck it, one a month,
one thing I'm requiring weekly is for us to have a date night.
That is so cute.
Oh, that's a
date night.
That is so
whether
cute.
And whether she do it or I do it, it's going to be a date night. It could be us coming to the crib and we just cook and watch movies. We go out somewhere, whatever. Like, I'm requiring once a week, we got a date night.
That's love.
I think for me, I need at least, 2 hours of, dedicated quality time.
What is quality time?
I mean, we in this telework, work from home life. Mm-hmm. So guys be like, oh, I can just come telework from your crib. No, that to me, that's not quality time. Like, I'm working and you're working. That's we're just not in quality the same time space
at all. What the hell?
Well, but it's still quality
time. But for some men, it is, because it's like I'm bringing you into my work
world.
I'm
in your presence.
Yeah, I'm in your presence. And sometimes, you know, like, you can bounce ideas.
But I
like,
can't enjoy your presence because I'm working.
Not necessarily true, because everybody should differ.
Depending on the job.
Yeah, that's what I said. Depending on the job. But what I mean is, I don't consider that quality time, though, just because we're both teleworking at the same time. Even if we're, because at some point, one of us can get pulled away. Mm-hmm. So I mean, like, time where it's like you're not expecting a phone call, you're not working. Yeah, I have your attention. Like, we can both put our phones on D&D for those 2 hours.
So what's so what's better than this, right? Y'all together.
And then, I mean, eventually, like, we bump coochie. Like,
bump coochie? It's a female?
Yo. On my top.
Yo. Moving on. I mean, told you.
I had a,
no,
I had
but go
a,
ahead.
What
go ahead.
Were you going to say?
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't remember.
I don't remember.
But I'm saying, like, during that 2 hour period, we do end up having sex. But
no, okay.
Are you gonna say what's better, the date or the?
No, I'm saying okay. Here, what's better than you being with your boo, both of y'all getting paid at the same time to essentially y'all jobs. He's not saying that it's like y'all don't do shit, but it's y'all job, so y'all know it. It's y'all can do it with your eyes closed. So you ain't working hard. You're getting paid, and you with your boo. Some cut that motherfucking camera off and get the end. What you say? I'm
well,
scissoring.
So
fuck you.
That's what you say.
So. The reason I say that is because I feel like during the work day, you can be having a really good work day. Like, it's some days and I'm teleworking. Shit's cool. And then at 11:30, my manager calls me. She needs something. Like, she doesn't take her anger out on me. Mm. But, like, she's pissed off. And I'm pissed off for her. Like, that's my road dog, my manager. Like, I'm ready to fight for her.
Okay, got you.
So, when that happens, now I'm all worked up, right? But me and my boo, like, he don't know what's going on. He just, I'm like, oh, real quick. Like, my manager on the phone. I'm getting madder and madder. I hung up. And then here he tried to like roll back over and cut him. Yo, get the fuck off of me.
So you don't so know. The, so the you didn't get out of character.
Nah, but the same thing happens vice versa. He could also get a call or like a text or a last minute.
I gotta break out of character.
And see, you know what?
You playing in Tyler Perry.
Y'all
see, don't know.
Y'all not doing it right if you like that and y'all both work from home. If you work from home and your boo over there, when you get that work phone call, if you are not on the mic or if you ain't on the phone, your microphone not on, your camera not on, or let's say you get a phone call and while you're on the phone, I'm sucking a titty. When you on the phone, like, you're like, hey, what's up? Are you trying to be as professional as fuck? I'm rubbing your butt. I'm playing with your clit. I'm doing something that's going to make you be like, oh, shit, nigga, stop it.
You know,
but
you
I keep
do?
Going at
but,
the same
but
time.
But that started with, yo, hold up.
This is what I want you to do, Alex.
So,
I want you to start a freak-ass podcast. I'm serious, yo. I'm not lying to you. I swear to God, I will work for you for free. If you take your freaky ass to yo shit and do that, I swear to God, yo. I swear, because I had no idea that we go from arguing with, not arguing with, but for our team leader, to now he's sucking a titty. It's the wildest transition, yo.
Listen.
And I've been here the whole time.
My nigga, if you think about it, bro, like if you with your lady, right, or whoever you're dealing with at the time, let's say y'all just friends with benefits and y'all just on that type of time where y'all just fucking around all the time. If you go to her crib, or she come to your crib while y'all both work from home, and she get a work phone call, Not a social joint where you can be as belligerent and do what the fuck you want, but a work phone call where you could be like, shh.
I got
very,
you. I'm with you.
Quiet.
I'm with you on the freaky shit.
Nigga, like, that tell me that don't heighten the mood a little.
I'm sure.
No, but I feel like depending on the conversation, it could just piss her off more because it's like, yo, stop your shit. Like, because I said
Liz,
my manager's upset.
Liz, get out of this Tyler Perry film that you're in. Get out of it.
Listen.
Get out of it.
Because when you teleworking in that type of job, like, don't, y'all. Y'all never had telework
job?
No,
never. Liz, what is that type of job that you are describing?
The type of job where you can telework.
Okay. So, again, I teleworked before when Baltimore City Public Schools was virtual everything. I teleworked.
Okay.
And I can honestly say that was some of the best shit ever.
But see, here's the thing.
I'd be home playing Call of Duty while I'm on these.
That's hilarious.
Sites. Like, well, we on whole-ass PDs and meetings. My camera's off and everything. I got my headphones on, and I'm killing motherfuckers.
Well, that's nice, but not in this, not in Liz's scenario.
Back to the money aspect.
Right,
me.
But have y'all either of y'all worked for someone that, like, is really your ride or die at work? Like, if y'all were outside of it, that's your best friend, anything they need, you got,
okay.
And vice versa.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, so that's how Liz feel about her manager,
about, okay, no,
which is why... Even though it would be nice, you rubbing on her booty, whatever, while she on a call. Yeah, that's good. That's great. Mm-hmm. However, I'm mad right now for some dumb shit this dumbass did at work to my ride or die. I can't give you my full attention.
I'm not
going to
hold y'all.
Rug.
I hate women. Yo, y'all get on my nerves. Y'all really get on my nerves because someone else to make sense. Someone else, no, fuck, hell no.
Because someone else's emotions, because their emotions is fucked up.
Has okay, taken over right, you, and now I can't get something from you okay, because of right, this
juice.
I hate y'all.
Juice. Okay, case, hold on.
Now that case, if Shorty, who you're describing as her ride or die, in that sense, if I'm Liz nigga and I'm over there at the same time, most likely she knows who the fuck I am. She knows that I'm over there. Oh, trust and believe. She calls, hey girl, what you doing? You better say, oh, I'm getting my titties up.
No,
I'm never coming back during work hours.
No, she called me mad and like this is some shit that happened.
Yeah, you might.
And I'm gonna say, I'm sitting here with my man, but she's like, I'm sorry to interrupt.
From a hotel parking lot. Touch no ass around.
So no, all right. So I'll use Alex and Juice right now, right? Alex, Juice is your ride or die at work.
Gang gang.
You know. Okay, he didn't shoot back, but okay. There you go.
Big guns.
Anywho, so y'all work together, right?
Yes.
You and your girl, y'all home. The phone ring. You look down like, my supervisor Juice. She knows what type of relationship y'all have. You answer, right? And she like, oh, let me start playing with his dick. And Juice is like, yo, let me tell you, this bitch about to get both of us written up. Like, there's some bullshit because they gonna take away our vacation days. And you like, I know it ain't the bitch you talking about. And Juice is like, yo, I'm dead fucking serious. And you like, yo, I got this trip planned. I don't have time for her shit. And Juice is like, yo, I know, but like, I can't hold us both down. Like, what the fuck we gonna do? Cause you about to lose your job. Like, not lose your job, but you gonna lose vacation days. And that sucks.
My dick going soft. I'm about to get fired.
Exactly. But my Alex, dick is so what I was
soft, but.
But so she's don't still, stop she's still playing.
Okay. I hate.
Okay.
One more time.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I apologize.
Thank you. All right, don't listen, be like, a quitter.
I apologize.
Using me and Juice.
I didn't see it going there.
Using me and Juice in the situation. I know for me personally, Juice said his dick's going soft because he's thinking about the shit, but don't stop trying. I know for me, if I'm on the phone and this nigga called me like, yo, da da da, what's going on? But while I'm on the phone, if Shorty is in the crib right now and she is trying to suck my dick and I'm not stopping her, like, I'm not like, move,
go for
move.
Gold.
Girl, go get it. And while you're going to go get it, I'm going to stay on this damn phone. And I'm going to handle this shit. And as my dick gets hard, girl. I'm trying to tell you, you have all the permission and all the audacity. The dick is here. You have all of the consent.
In the house.
Once the dick get hard, Please have on a shirt and nothing else.
Telework.
Or pull your panties to the side and hop right on it. While I'm on the phone, do all the above.
My vacation day is gone, but my blood flow is still good.
Let's get to the topic.
I stand corrected, y'all. For the women, please, if a woman gets an emotional phone call like that, these are two women here, please.
Sound off in the comments, actually.
Yeah, actually, let us know.
Women, do you understand where me and Liz are coming from? Men, do you understand where Juice and Alex are coming from?
I understand what y'all are talking about, yo. Yeah, that's crazy. Someone else's bullshit got you fucked up. Now I'm fucked up because they fucked up. They had nothing.
Because your
was,
head.
Like, everything was outside
the
house.
It's like women. They say women need the, like, emotional to, like, really enjoy the sex. So if my emotional is over here.
Oh, God. But that's on her shit. Yo, fam, I ain't fucked up in a minute.
Because I'm talking about my job.
I haven't fucked up in a minute, yo. And you over here angry.
You're not going to get nothing later. It's just in this exact
moment. I'm on the phone. Like, I got to talk to my boss.
Time is precious.
What do you mean y'all are teleworking? You got another 4 hours on the clock to get paid for.
Okay, hang up with... I'm gonna call her Susan. Hang up with your bestie Susan. Let her handle whatever bullshit she got going on over there. Over here, you got some other shit to
and
tackle.
You know what? Honestly,
but we've been home all day.
But no, honestly, depending on where my mindset is and what mood I'm in, if I'm not really for her shit, I'm gonna be like, that is so crazy, and I'm gonna let my man continue to caress my ass and suck my titty because I'm gonna be like, you know what? I'm so sorry, baby. Girl, let me call you back. I'm really busy right now. Let me call you back. That phone will get chucked across the fucking room, and I'm going to handle what I need to handle.
Alrighty.
Remember, don't give up.
Well, that's why I said 2 hours of uninterrupted D&D quality time.
Or if you work for 8, get paid for 8 and play for 8.
Not with me.
Put that on a shirt.
Play for 8. That's what we doing the whole shift. Ask my coworkers about me. I don't know. What?
Let's get to the topic.
Work the whole shift?
What topic do you want to start with?
It's on you, sugar. Do your thing.
Okay. This is a topic because it was discussed at work. It's not really a topic. I just want to know how y'all... As black people, all of you have kids, did you shape your child's head when it came out? when, it, when it was first born? Did so did you or someone in your family?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, his head his were shaped.
Yes.
His were shaped.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I asked that because I was in a group chat and they sent a picture of Paris Hilton's kids. It was a group picture. I don't know. Y'all don't know. I'll show y'all while I'm talking. Paris Hilton has a son and a daughter. The son was born first. He had, please God forgive me, he had a big ass cone head like that. Clearly it's, was
it
not
remained
shaped.
Coned.
Yes, it was not shaped properly. But then the second baby, the daughter, her head was smaller. So my best friend and I said, okay, she must have shaped that baby head. I'm at work talking. My manager hears me. He was like, "What? What are you talking about?" I was like, "Yeah, they shaped the baby. They shaped the baby head when she came out."
Is your manager white?
Yes, my manager is a white gay man.
Her husband is a bottom.
Please, we'll get back to that later.
I'm sorry.
My manager is a white gay man. He has three kids. I'm sorry, he has two kids.
I can't really say shit because he got a big ass head like Kyle.
Well, we'll get back to that later.
Okay, so go ahead. So your manager.
He has three kids, but when I said that, he was like, "You don't shape kids' heads." I looked at him. I turned so slowly, looked at him, and completely cracked the fuck up. I'm like, "Baby, white people don't shape kids' heads." I said, "Black people? No, we shape babies' heads because they're going to come out looking a little funny." I ain't going to lie to you. Was like, "Oh, my God." He was like, "I didn't shape my kids' heads." I was like, "By the grace of God, they don't have a cone head."
Or maybe it's under their hair.
I said, "Somebody shaped that head."
He got pure white kids?
No, he has three black kids.
I beg your pardon?
His baby mother white?
I'm sorry. He adopted three kids.
What is his
partner? They're already shaped. They were caring about a black woman. She shaped
that shit. I said, "Oh, baby, you didn't get them straight out the cooter. Yeah. You got them a few months in. Somebody shaped that baby head. I said, "Somebody shaped that baby head. I ain't going to lie to you." So I just wanted to know.
Getting your kids used as a white man? Did no one else eat a human? Okay, it's just me.
Used is crazy.
He got three used black kids.
Y'all gotta
keep in mind, y'all are talking to a nigga who refers to people as used cars.
Okay. Hello. I forgot that. Hello. So that makes sense.
I believe.
I was just questioning, like, is it just a white thing that they don't shape their baby heads? Is it a black thing that we shape our baby heads?
I think so, because I see a lot of white kids, you know, when they end up with the
funny shaped heads.
No. Yes, the funny shaped heads, but I see a lot more white kids. You know, if you don't like turn and shape the baby head, mm-hmm. it gets flat on one side. So they put them in those foam helmets.
The helmets.
To shape it. I see a lot of white kids in those.
Who put their kids in helmets? Oh, my Lord.
You've never seen a kid in a helmet?
In a foam one.
I thought because they, never mind.
No. to shape their heads, make it more round.
I thought they had the down.
No. Honestly,
it's because their head isn't shaped
this
correctly.
This is something that I can add to the list of white culture versus black culture.
And that's
I didn't think about it. From?
The doctor. It's the orthopedic doctor that fits it. It's like braces, but around the head.
Not braces around the head.
I'm not going to scream. My one cousin.
Because he's white?
No. I just pray she don't listen to this. She not the brightest. But I love her dearly.
She wear a helmet today?
No. She has two kids. The first baby boy, he didn't need a helmet because somebody shaped his head. Okay. Second baby, we was like, "You need to shape her head." She ain't want to listen to nobody. Baby ended up in a helmet. Because if you don't shape a baby's head properly, as well as if they lay always on their back, the back of their head gets flat.
Yo, I can't even find any little black kids with the... Oh, this little black boy kind of got it. Guys. But he's clearly mixed.
I am so sorry, y'all. Liz just pulled up a picture of the baby's with helmets. That's what Juice is laughing at right now.
I thought that's the helmet that he's a ride bike with. This one right here.
One's a ride the bike. I'm talking about this one right here. It's an orthopedic helmet.
Hey, yo, that is wild. I never knew that.
Yeah, it helps shape their heads.
Because you have to realize what the babies are coming out of is extremely small. Their head is a decent size.
So it's called helmet therapy for babies.
Please don't ever show
helmet
me that again.
Therapy is Please used don't. To gently correct the shape of baby's skull over time.
Mm-mm. No, sir.
There you go.
Not doing it.
It costs between $2,000 and $3,000.
Yeah, what's the next one to dock it? I'm paying $2,000
just because you didn't want
to
shape
watermelon
your baby.
Helmet
because you didn't want to shape your baby head.
Not doing that, bro.
You see the before and after?
See,
Juice, you get it now?
In the first picture, he looks like a redneck.
No, but you see how the back of his head is.
Second picture, he looks like a little girl.
Right. Is it a girl from Jump?
It is a little girl.
Oh, oh. Man. Well, she looked like.
Let me, yo. A bull so dagger. Looking at this picture, right? There was this guy. I don't know his real name.
No, can we? No, no. Stop. Right.
No, hold on, real quick. Right. No, it's related
stop,
to this, right?
Stop, no, it's not. Yo.
His family. Not, I swear to his God. Family please clearly don't. Cannot afford helmet therapy. So 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, they used to call that man Slopes.
Yo, black people don't take shit serious.
I'm not doing this. No, I'm not doing this. Oh my God, I'm not doing this.
Oh my God.
Next topic. I don't care. I don't care. What is it? What you pointing to? I can't hear it. What is it? Okay, listen. Stop it, y'all. Come on. Grow up. All right? Grow up. Life isn't always about joking. Okay?
Oh my God. Sorry, boy.
Okay.
If you don't shut up, that, I'm sorry. You don't know who gave the disclaimer. It was all jokes today. Well, he said from
did
him.
You play the disclaimer today?
No, fuck no, that.
He should have.
Oh,
fuck why that. Did you play the disclaimer? No, they get raw.
Oh.
It's raw. Well,
there's nothing wrong with raw.
I read something on Twitter, and it says, sitting down at a date, and the man leads in prayer. Hard eyes. The comment says, not gonna lie. If Shorty asks me to say a prayer on a date, she'll never see me again.
Ethan. So, for context, the original tweet was by a female, sitting down at a date, and the man leads in prayer. Hard eyes. The second comment was made by a Negro, a man that says, not gonna lie, if Shorty asked me to say prayer on a date, she never seeing me again.
Because why?
That's what I'm, why not?
Why what? Why am I leading prayer?
Because we had why would she never see you again?
Because we had, because why the fuck did you just ask me to do that?
You're not, you can't say God is grace, God is good. You can't just, God is great, God is good. That's it. You can't just say thank you for this food.
No, this is what I'm saying. When a waiter comes over here with his tray and his little stool,
Lord, please forgive him.
Who has such and such? If it's hers, go ahead and get hers expeditiously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got this. I'm ready to eat. All that lead and prayer shit. Excuse my French, bitch. I'm not doing it.
See,
not doing
why
it.
Why not?
Because for what? We're at Outback.
It doesn't matter. I mean, where
it's
you
still
are.
Nutrition into your body that the Lord has provided for you.
Y'all not selling me on this prayer.
And that's perfectly fine. So when I saw this topic.
Are you going to lead in prayer?
I'm going to pray to myself.
Right. I'm going to pray to myself.
So you selfish and you won't even pray for the entire table.
Because
wow. When you saw me do this, wow. What else did you think I was doing?
Typically when people go out, they each or they individually say prayer. Depending on the person. Let me put that out there.
I kind of just go straight for the fork.
Now, sometimes I do forget and I go straight for the fork. And then I'm like, five fries. And I'm like, damn, thank you, God.
Five fries.
Thank you, God. Thank
you,
God.
You want one of them? No.
That's perfect.
Oh, no. I don't do the Jesucristo.
What is that called?
That's
the Jesucristo.
What that mean? Is that Spanish?
Jesus Christ. It's the Jesucristo.
Say it again.
Jesus Cristo.
Jesus Cristo.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
Jesus Cristo.
I'm going to tell y'all.
Oh, my
goodness.
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex is not the one that you want to say grace.
Jesus Cristo.
Because when y'all be like, y'all want to say, nigga be like, he want to say grace.
Yo, I hate when Alex says grace.
I'm going to be like, all right, y'all want me to say it? Bet. Everybody bow your heads.
Oh no!
Bow your heads.
You know, okay. Yeah, give us your prayer.
Yeah, bow your heads. Okay. Everybody heads.
Everyone bow your head.
I'm sorry.
Head
their bows.
You ready for grace?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody head, close your eyes. Grace. Let's eat.
All right. I see nothing wrong with that because grace was said.
Now
exactly.
Now the thing. Oh my God. The thing with this topic.
We're gonna be doing crisp high fives this whole show. By the way.
Clearly, the thing about this topic, when I saw it, I was like, you have to know the person you're on a date with. I'm not going to ask you, say grace, if we haven't discussed anything about religion, if you don't give me that type of vibe, or if you don't, like, honestly, if you just don't give me that vibe, I'm not going to ask a nigga I met in sangria on a Friday night. I'm not going to ask them, hey, say grace. Now, if we've had a discussion, we'd be like, I go to this church, I go to that church. Oh, if we really deep into it, and I know you have a relationship with God where that wouldn't seem like a problem, okay, fine. I'm not going to say just because you go to church, I'm going to ask you to say grace. Because niggas be playing the drums and cheating on their wife and going on dates. So I'm not going to ask you to say grace.
I don't want you to bless shit of mine. Okay, he can still be little drummer boy and get his rocks off. Uh-huh. Or he can eat and not say the prayer. Don't mix the two. He's a good man.
Anyways, God fan. He's a good man, Savannah Shore.
Good fan.
Not my man.
Yeah, for me.
Not my man, but
he gonna, so I feel like it was the religion, like, up front that was throwing him off. But honestly, if you're dealing with me, then you've watched me do something. Like, I remember one time I was in the passenger seat. So I'm Catholic. When we go past, my grandmother taught me.
A graveyard. You
do the
cross.
I have to do the cross. Yep. Otherwise, the spirits are going to attach to your body and follow you.
I never knew the reason. I just went to Catholic school, so I know.
No, that, yeah, you got to.
Do you do when ambulance pass you?
Sure do.
Yep.
And I say a prayer for the people.
Yo,
in the
I'm
ambulance.
Catholic, yo.
No, you are not.
I be
not.
Doing all this shit y'all just said.
Shut the fuck up.
Yo, I'm not lying. Why do you think I didn't just pull that out my ass, nigga?
Anyways, Liz, back to what you were saying.
So yo, I feel like he's the. I feel like he's already going to have seen me do some stuff or, like, we do something. And he's like, yo, why is she throwing up the nun symbol? Because, you know, these men be heathens.
And they don't know
What's
shit.
What's a nun symbol?
The nun movie, it's an upside down cross. So sometimes, like, if men don't know what this is.
Mm-hmm. They'll do it backwards.
They'll do it backwards. And
they'll,
like,
just touch anything.
They'll be like.
It's a certain
like
order.
Like that Drake song.
They
be like head, shoulders. Like they.
Yeah, it's a certain order you have to do it in for it to be a cross.
No, the father. The son,
you shouldn't have told
spirit,
him. We should have had him. We should have had him try.
I'm Catholic the whole time.
Anyway,
from your head.
Yeah, we cousins though.
Head down, heart.
Cousins, yo. We Anywho, Catholic cousins.
Not me, because I'm not Catholic. So.
What are you?
I'm Christian, technically.
You could be anything under the Christian umbrella.
I was about to say, technically Pentecostal.
Yo, I'll be real. Whatever. Yo, I swear to God, don't play with me, yo.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about this off air.
Everything.
We'll
don't
talk
play
about
with
this
me. Hasto Cristo.
Anyway, so I feel like he would already caught on that I was a little religious. And I feel like if we got at the table, he would, like, see me, like.
Your head for no apparent reason.
Yeah, and I would hope that he would be like.
He would either question or he would know with the common sense. The good Lord should have gave them.
And you know what? I remember I was doing it one time, and it was clear that the guy didn't know what was going on, and then he tapped the tips of my fingers, like, mid-prayer.
Stop
I was
it.
Like...
He thought you just dozed off or something? He was trying to wake you up?
What the fuck? He thought... Yo, but literally, like, head bowed. This motherfucker took both his fingers and went, plunk, and I was like...
Might have been a bottom. Might have been a bottom. I'm old, just very bottom, like...
Well, we didn't go on another date after he plucked my prayer.
Rightfully so, because sir, don't touch me during my prayer.
So
what the hell?
Yeah,
and then I had to bring it back. And then after he plucked, I had to bring my hands back together and finish. Because
I didn't finish.
Like,
yeah.
What else? Wait a minute.
You get fucking diarrhea.
So you put your head down and your finger and your palms up.
Right, to receive whatever blessings the Lord is
cool. And then you said you had to bring it in. Now, what does that mean?
Because he plucked my fingers, but I had to finish
wait,
the prayer.
I thought you were Catholic.
No, I'm learning. What you mean?
Okay.
You have to
the Lord is my shepherd.
What's the next line?
You know what I want. He know exactly what I want. Because
I was just about to say what's next.
He know what I want. Yeah.
Oh my God.
A little Bible roulette. That's next that's season.
That's Christianity for you. Don't play with me.
I will fail Bible roulette. You can't do that. Like, I tell people, I'm not a church girl. I'm a girl that go to church. I'm not a church girl. I promise you, I can't quote no scripture. I have the Bible app on my phone, so I can read
but
along.
But I think that's where the disconnect is.
What disconnect?
It's the app. You need the physical Bible.
Not necessarily in today's day.
What testament? I mean, what testament you reading?
I didn't say I was reading anything. I said I have the Bible.
What version? You got the King James? Stop playing with him.
Yes.
All right, don't play with him.
What else am I supposed to have?
I don't know. The New Testament.
Well, the New Testament is a chapter or like the second half of the Bible.
Girl, I'm Catholic.
That's going to be his answer for everything.
That's cool. Were those the topics that y'all was prepared for?
No, you want to get into that 4B movement bullshit?
Let's get into it. No. Yes.
So I want you.
Let me pull up my notes real quick.
Pull up your notes on the black 4B movement, okay? Mm-hmm. No, 4BB. We're going to call it 4BB, and I want y'all to think what the two Bs mean. Y'all know? I'm not going to say it. 4BB movement.
Black bitches?
There you go. Okay. I didn't say it.
Bitches? We're going to change it to black Barbies.
Okay. So
go ahead, 4B. Let's go.
4B in black women. So this conversation came from, I think, a TikTok video that I shared in the group chat that black women are choosing to participate in the 4B movement, which is a movement that started in South Korea. It is a movement that basically the South Korean women are renouncing dating men, marriage, sex with men, and having children. So what's happened is now South Korea has the lowest birth rate in the world. So if the women just never have kids, like, they would be the last generation of South Koreans. So that's the 4B movement. So that's what they're protesting, because it's a very misogynistic culture and they reinforce gender roles and yada yada. So now it has come across the pond here to America, where black women are saying, not only do I agree with this, but I have been actively following this.
She lied.
So no sex with men, no child rearing, no dating men, and no marriage of men. The thing is, I looked into the comments, right? It was women in there talking about some, the last time a man touched me was 17 years ago.
So sorry, bitch.
But then in the comments, other women are like, I know that toy box crazy. And then they started talking about toys, little, you can buy whole warm bodies. And I'm like, 17 years? And other people were like, how did you go 17 years without a warm body? And they were like, what do you mean? I have a dog. So, like, black women are saying.
She in a bestiality.
I'm about to say, that's
no, but black women are saying, like, this is what we're doing. This is what we're going to do in America, because the dating pool is so bad.
Okay.
That shitty, they'd rather be down
the
with
dating
the
dating pool is shitty, shitty, bang, bang.
Got it. And my initial reaction is that these black women need to stay out of Korean business. Stay out of it. I'm not saying that these women can't stay away from fucking and a man touching them or whoever touching them, but it's a lie.
Are you saying basically create your own movement?
Or just be a better person. You, listen, everybody in this room know we can't get a group of bitches together for one cause to save our fucking life. Matter of fact, one.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's
not true. It is one. It's one. Come on.
What one are you talking about?
Brunch.
That's not true.
That's very true.
That slut walk that Amber Rose has?
That was huge.
Them bitches show up every time.
So we go from slut walk to 4B. We go to fucking everybody because we want to not because we shouldn't.
No, it's not because we shouldn't. They're just like, I'm not finding people to share my body with. So some of these women are like, I was dating for 6 years. I realized, like, you know what? I'm done. And then they just never went back to men. Or they got a divorce and then just never got back out there in the world.
Because in this dating pool, it's kind of like a revolving door, even if it can be an unintentional revolving door.
Straight to it. Do y'all think black women going to do this bullshit? All right,
two things I want to say about this. One, this is probably one of the only times where if I ever read in the comments, black women, this ain't our fight, I would support it. Two, in my professional opinion as a penis person, I was waiting for you to say something.
No, because no, you can't call yourself that. You can't call yourself that. No, because they changed it. Because you're a penis person, now the person without penis is going not like that.
I mean, they a pussy person.
That's no, because then you're putting them in a box.
What?
Because the clitoris ain't nothing but a very small dick.
That was a full circle moment.
Remember, we learned that.
And you know what? I don't subscribe to that that narrative, but it's cool. It is what it is.
Fellas.
Anyway.
I'm sorry to cut addicts off, but this is going to be real quick. Mm-hmm. If she has a clitoris and you sucked it, guess what, my friend?
You sucked a little dick.
You sucked a little dick.
Just a little bit.
According to the weird ass white man that said that shit on TikTok,
that's he's a doctor.
Crazy. He's a doctor. PhD. Say,
you can Google it.
Yeah, bro.
It.
Who the fuck thinks of that shit?
RDMS.
Nobody thinks of it. Anyway. It's just the fact.
No. The video. The woman said, "Say the weird thing," and that was the weird thing that came out of his mouth.
It's not that. Okay.
That was the weird thing that came out of his mouth. That talking about
weird, he probably learned it in school.
Yo, we all know. We all know that the women.
Oh, so you're mad that he brought it to the front?
It don't matter. It don't matter. Like as men, we all know that is y'all sensitive space. Y'all sensitive ass spot.
Tip of y'all dick.
Sucked a little dick.
So, bruh. Anyway. Thing number two. I'm really back in.
Okay.
Thing number two that I wanted to say. The reason why the dating pool is trash is because, truthfully, because a lot of women on social media, not all, but a lot of women on social media made it that way with a lot of expectations and entitlements and things that they want from niggas, but they not giving the average man the chance to do shit. So the average good man that they swerve on for the nigga who got the six figures and make all this money and whatever else, they swerve on, they go to him, but they get these BBLs, they do all this shit, they be like, I'm a bad bitch, yada, yada, yada. And once they do all this shit for all these women to get this one guy or this small group of men, then y'all mad because these men are acting the way they're acting because y'all are throwing them, yourselves at them. Hence, all men are the same. No, all men are not the same. All the men that you are going after, that you are trying to share, are the same.
But look at who the women listen to, yo. Oh. They listen to Derek Jackson.
Ew. Who the fuck?
No, we're not doing that. No, we're not doing that. Well, we're not going to do that. We're not going to act like it's not a remote possibility that some bitches was listening to Derek Jackson.
I'm sorry. When y'all be talking about females, I automatically think y'all trying to say that's some shit I would do. That's why I immediately
And that's what's called, that's what we call selective hearing, because you're not listening to us. No, listen.
You said women.
I went back and said not all women.
Oh, okay.
But a good majority.
So I don't like it at all.
So, okay, fine. You don't have to like it. But if the shoe don't fit,
you must have quit.
If the glove don't fit, rest in peace, OJ Simpson. If the glove don't fit, you must have quit. If the shoe don't fit, you ain't walking in it.
Real juice.
That's why I zone out.
So there's no reason for you to get mad.
You can't be talking to me,
but Alex, but I think like, no, in your example,
I'm just trying to compare the dummies that some women listen to. Derek Jackson, Mona Scott,
and to piggyback off what you said,
and now
there are actually true that, but there are actually women who are still listening to Derek Jackson after all the shit that he mm-hmm. done.
He didn't resurface. He not inside the truck no more.
Okay,
I'm so glad. I'm gonna send it to you so your algorithm changes. Even the women with
extremely high standards or whatever, it's like, so I should either lower my standards and settle for your ass, or have an unfortunate life of making myself come.
Okay, why do you go to the worstest part of that?
Because they were saying that they replaced the men with sex toys.
Okay.
That's what they were saying.
And I'm not going to lie to you. Listen, again, I, being a penis person, I should not even be talking for a pussy person. But I quite feel like, as a penis person, I can talk about this because the toys that the pussy people use are based off of my anatomy, right?
Right.
Y'all gonna fucking kill y'all. Y'all not gonna kill yourselves, but y'all gonna desensitize. First, your little penis is gonna fall off.
Y'all's little penises is gonna fall off because y'all just down there playing with yourselves.
Listen, I understand you guys' plight, right? Y'all say the dating pool is horrible, and I believe you. I have no choice but to believe you. I don't go swimming, so I don't know. So I believe you. But a lot of times, y'all should be self-inflicted gun wounds. Y'all do a lot of shit to yourselves. Y'all do, maybe not you too, but some bitches, God, I gotta stop saying that. Some women that y'all know shoot themselves in the foot and put themselves in position to, now that they're listening to Korean women about how to live their black ass life in the United States. That's crazy. That's crazy. You're listening to Korean women, 4'2" Korean women, because their shit is fucked up in their land. Where over here, you don't have to be much of a woman to get anything.
Excuse me, Mark.
You don't have to be much of a woman to get anything. No. But you about to do that?
Because
they don't have welfare. They don't have food stamps over there. You be over here, you ain't got to have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. They're going to give you the window. You're going to have your little funky-ass housewoman. Here's your pot. And you're going to get some food stamps. Shut your black ass up. That ain't y'all fight.
She wasn't fighting with him. She's saying that.
And I can tell she wasn't real because of her wig, bro.
Anywho.
I'm sorry. Listen. They say the messenger. You know what I'm saying? You should listen to the message, not the messenger. But if your wig look like that, I can't fuck with that, bro. Not lying to you. Her baby hair touch her eyebrow.
Are we talking about the baby hair with the eyebrow movement, or are we talking about the lady that's talking about sprinkle sprinkle?
I don't like her. Her wigs are horrible.
Terrible.
As well.
Her face and everything is terrible.
Why are men saying sprinkle, sprinkle?
I mean, drizzle.
Drizzle. Don't disrespect.
I don't know either one. So don't disrespect.
So sprinkle, sprinkle is don't what disrespect. That one chick said that y'all agreed with. That one. We had a whole conversation about it one episode about y'all was like, she said like 4 or 5 points and y'all agree with every single one of them.
Because she was spitting them facts.
Why do niggas
have to?
Because now men are doing it. Men are like running to the camera and being like, let me tell y'all, I told her I was having a bad day at work. And instead of her offering to come rub my feet and bring me lunch, she sent me a smiley face. Blocked. Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Drizzle, drizzle.
Whatever. Drizzle, drizzle.
But why did y'all have to take our idea and change it into your own?
It's really to make y'all see how dumb it is.
It's honestly like no bullshit. Like the whole drizzle movement.
Is that really right?
No, seriously. Like the whole drizzle movement is really for women to see how.
But I feel like some of these men are being serious.
Some of them are.
Just like how some women are being disserious, some men are being disserious. But the women who are getting mad about this shit, niggas really are doing it so that they can see how the entitlement and how the demands that they have are so astronomically egregious and delulu. Yes.
My hand is up. I have a
question. Why are you watching somebody twerk?
That's what my question.
She's throwing him up.
Baby, I swear. Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
No.
You all right? You good? You straight? She all right?
No,
she's not okay.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, she's not
I
okay.
I think the edible kick is.
Yeah, she
is.
Yeah.
Oh, I already saw something.
I don't know. So my question is, how do y'all feel about the Meg and Glorilla challenge?
I haven't seen
it. As a heterosexual man, I'm good with that.
You love it?
I'm good with that.
Well, you guys remember.
I don't mind watching.
You guys remember I'm trying to change my algorithm and not have so much smut on there.
Twitter?
I love that for you.
No, actually, on Twitter, I unfollow all the porn pages.
That's a big step.
High five for you.
I did, man. I'm proud of you.
Me, on the other hand.
I followed all them niggas. Meanwhile, on the ranch.
I have so much ass on my Instagram feed. I was sending it to my homeboys like, yo, look how fat this bitch ass is. It's moving like water. And my one homeboy literally was like, why are you sending me so much ass? He was like, damn, you don't got shit else on your feet? I said, it's all over my feet, bro.
Did we just see plastic surgery online?
I don't think so.
She just got butt shots on right there.
That's crazy.
That's the internet.
That's crazy. But my feet is full of ass. I personally love it. I'm a fan for an ass that has some movement, big, small, little, tall.
No, like, listen.
Speaking of ass,
I'm not holier than thou. I like men. I like some good ass on the timeline, right? Mm. But I'm telling you, if you send somebody some shit, their entire algorithm changes.
Yeah,
so I guess
I guess
we'll be receiving ass videos. And
No. I'm not gonna fuck up your algorithm.
It's all good. That's who they are. All right. No more ass shots.
No, okay, so I'm sorry. My original question was, how do y'all, the Meg Challenge. Liz, do you like it?
I do like it. It's giving the small booties, like, motivation. Because they out here, like, they really
they fucking
kicking.
It up. Small booties.
Yo,
shout out to
their
them.
Lower backs. I'm like, dang, you popping that lower bone. Go ahead, girl. They be working it.
I love Koi. Koi LeRae. I love her little bony ass.
I like
ass.
Her.
Mm-hmm. I like her little bony ass. Shout
I'm like,
her.
Period. Sis, go off.
All right, what you got next on the deck? What?
On the what was it?
What do you have next?
Oh, I got something for you.
What was it?
I got something for y'all, brother. You ready?
Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead.
So I'm pretty sure by now y'all are all very hip to the whole Drake is Thanos and he's going against Kendrick and Metro and Future and Rick Ross and all these people, right? How do y'all feel that the diss track from Chris Brown was the type of vibes that everybody was looking for from Kendrick and them?
They should have. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Instead of that, listen, I'm not a hater, but I'm not the best lover. Okay. I don't like Drake in this shit, yo. Only because, like, we have heard, like, rap beef, like Nas and Jay or Tupac and Big and all that shit.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? This shit is weird shit to me. Like, no one would just say a motherfucker name. Like, say somebody's name. Like, put a name on that bullet. Stop being I get to do the double and triple and quadruple entendres. Bitch, say his name.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these shits, I don't know who the fuck y'all are talking
about. I think that's
why
a lot of people loved Chris Brown's diss.
He said his name.
Yeah, and then Quavo.
Quavo shit was straight. Poop.
Murder him.
Quavo shit. Let's be real. Quavo shit was poop.
It wasn't poop, but it wasn't as good. As
No.
You didn't put
no Quavo shit. Quavo said his name, but Quavo shit was poop. Because he had that whole regular ass Migos flow, and it sounded like ABC.
Yeah. It was
because
he's a Migo. He's a Migo.
So Chris Brown,
how are we not going to have his own flow?
Chris Brown said his on that one freak shit. Chris Brown said a little. I drink my Casamigos. And I drink my Casamigos. I'm fucking Omigos or Quavo.
Like he did well.
That's fine. All right, cool. He started that shit off, and then Quavo, don't beat on women. Dibba-da-dibba-da-dibba-da.
Well, you shouldn't beat on women.
I mean, but I'm saying, like, but yo, but like, keeping it a buck,
Michael
yo.
Jackson?
Yeah. Like, yo, but I'm saying, keep it a buck, yo. Like, Chris, we all know about the history between Chris Brown and Rihanna. We all do. That shit happened when niggas was in high school. This shit happened. He moved past it. She moved past it. They even hugged each other and did music together and shit. And been on stage together. If the people involved.
Front part of the head.
But I'm saying, if the people involved that moved past it, the world should move past it.
Yeah.
But now, going back to Chris Brown's diss record on Weakest Link, the nigga said, I fucked you fucked my bitch, you fucked my ex, that's cool. I fucked your ex while y'all were still together.
Oof.
And then had little snippets like, had her, this shit was real sweet. Got some tea up off that bitch. Had a fiending off that dick. Then he started talking about, what's his name? Takeoff, right? That's when I passed away.
That part was.
That was kind of so fucked up.
Exactly.
But the thing
is why I'm saying that shit was.
But the crazy part is, if you go back.
Hit him up vibes.
If you go back to however long Takeoff been dead, when he first passed away, no lie, people legit were on Twitter saying shit like that.
They were. I agree. Yeah, I'm here. It was like, damn, Quavo, why ain't you out there? That should have been you.
Yeah, like damn, why they had to take Takeoff out of all of them? I'm just like, yikes.
So him saying all that shit, I'm listening to his shit. I'm like, yo, this is definitely giving me hit him up, ether, no Vaseline vibes.
That's what the radio was saying.
But
too.
Drake's was giving me very much so Sade.
I'm keeping a buck. You know, Drake, the shit between Drake and them niggas ain't really giving me Sade, but I can see their shit is more so on a lyrical than disrespectful beef shit. Like, they're saying lyrical shit and taking little jabs. Whereas Chris Brown was like, bitch, I'm going to shoot you.
I can dig it. But I just feel like as much sauce as everyone is putting on Drake, it should have been better. It wasn't good. Kendrick got him to come out and do a song off of a verse. One verse on somebody else's song. He come out. To be honest with you, I think Rick Ross won.
Rick Ross wasn't even rapping. He was just talking on
that listen, from a nigga who likes to crack jokes, I appreciated the jokes he was cracking. I believe Drake had a BBL.
What's the minute count on this? Y'all did.
We're coming to the end. But I feel like I think people should know that he had a BBL.
Yeah, so I'm going to say this. When it comes to the Drake and them shit, I'm not gonna hold you. I was upset as a J. Cole fan when Cole apologized, but at the same time, I understand it because he's like, yo, honestly, like he said little shit. He said the whole thing was really targeted at Drake. He said two little things that reference Cole, what he said in the shit. Because let's be real, when Cole raps, most of the times he says, like, yeah, me, Cole, and Drake are seeing like the top niggas in this rap game right now, but I feel like I'm number one.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with feeling like you number one on some shit. However,
Chris Brown is really number one.
When it comes to disrespectful shit, absolutely he is. Mm-hmm. I'll give it to him right now. Yes.
Did y'all see that Saweetie agreed with Chris? Well, not.
Oh, no. Yeah, I sent that in the chat. She, like, when they had them do, like, sitting like a couple seats from each other's side, courtside on the game, or they was doing the shit, and her tweet was like, Wu Chow. But we was like, everybody said, Shane denied.
But did you see that she posted Quavo in her DMs a few months ago?
That's messy, man.
So I was like, but people in the comments was like, oh, you commented on Quavo this, but not where Chris literally said he fucked you.
I feel like the shit is true.
Oh, no, it's definitely true, without a doubt. I wouldn't know, but I have no doubt. I'm saying it like I know the bitch.
Yeah,
personally.
Right, you are. I was like, shit, let me find out.
But I've wholeheartedly believe they fuck.
And if so,
good for her, baby sis. I love that for you. Oh my god!
Here we go, two women promoting whole shit.
Oh my god! Okay.
Yo, what's crazy? I was on TikTok one day, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw this shit where it was like, when what's romantic to a woman is her cheating on her man and finding love with another nigga. But what's romantic to a man is him finding love with one woman and just being faithful and loyal to her and marrying her and all that shit. I was like, damn.
So when Chris Brown said,
that's kind of crazy. And you just enforced loyal.
Alrighty.
Wow. Well, see, here's the thing. If I'm a hoe, I'm not your girl, so I don't have to be loyal.
Right? That's not true.
These hoes.
That is true.
If a nigga claims you, if a nigga claims you're claiming me, then I'm not a hoe. No. You can still be a hoe. Niggas say all the time, you can turn a hoe into a housewife. Nigga said, we've been saying it for a while now.
Hold on, you can be a loyal hoe. We've been saying it for a while now
that hoes are the ones getting wiped up while the loyal women and the good women are sitting outside like, where's my man at? Where's my fava after at?
Can we talk about hoes?
I'm just saying.
And what song is that?
Oh, you don't know?
No, what song is that?
Lil Wayne. Hold on, go ahead. Y'all keep talking.
I think that's really, really it. You know, for tonight's episode, I think we have an announcement, right?
Hold on, I gotta find a song. Keep talking. Drag it out.
Drag it out. So season's about to change. Y'all been looking forward to anything this summer?
Any vacations anybody's looking forward to?
Any trips? Yes. yeah, man. Yeah, by time y'all hear this, I'd have been back from being butt naked on the beach somewhere.
Period.
Hey. Yeah,
that's the vibes.
If y'all ain't downtown. Heard it yet, I don't know yet. Hold on, I'm having a crazy brain fart. I'm sorry, guys. Oh my god, Florida.
There you go,
Florida. So boy, and listen, okay. Did everybody answer? I don't want to cut nobody off. Everybody answer?
No, you were first.
No, you were first.
We'll let you rock.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, because y'all didn't say where y'all was going.
Oh, no, but you say where you're going, you tell your story, then we're going to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I'm done with mine. I'm be well naked on the beach by the time y'all hit it. I'm back.
Liz?
Clothes on now. Oh, for sure. I'm looking forward to the semester being fucking over.
Woohoo! Yeah. Shout out to you. Yeah.
Love that. Thank you. And then I got like 2 trips planned for summer, and then for the end of the summer, Kay's birthday trip. So, you know,
shout outs to me.
Oh, yeah.
So, June, I think I might have a move. I'm not sure yet, but July for sure. I'm doing my big daddy thing, and I'm taking my son for a 16th birthday on a surprise cruise out of Miami. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be very fucking dope. I'm all about the experience and shit. He ain't never been on a plane before. And so I got him his passport. He don't know nothing about nothing. This is going to be dope. And then August, I'm going to my second home, which is Houston. And there's a chance, depending on life and shit, I may be going to an island somewhere. I don't know yet. Okay. But yeah.
Okay.
All right, so listen. All right, and before we go, the song that y'all never heard before?
Mm-hmm. I didn't go.
Oh, go ahead, Kay.
My man was ready.
I don't want to play that song in the background.
Oh, yeah, no, he definitely is. I'm screaming. I don't have any concrete plans for the summer as of yet, but my cousin who lives in Arizona is coming to town for the summer, so I plan on being at every brunch, every weekend, every 2 weekends. I'm going to Philly for Juneteenth. They have an event. If you're going, let me know. Memorial Day, I'm trying to be out of state, but we'll see. And then, like Liz said, end of the summer, September, my birthday, Jamaica, we coming back, baby.
Oh, sorry. All right, listen. here's the announcement. I was going to say it real sweet, but things are working over here. So we are going on vacation for 2.5-3 months. We're going crazy, right? And it was, fuck, it ain't no vacation. We taking a break. Niggas is tired, nigga. Niggas going to go get drunk, fuck
it
some bitches.
It would have been nice if you had a sound effect. I was like, aw. something. When you said we were going on a break.
Crazy ass. Dink.
I don't have anything.
You don't have any sad. No, I don't have anything. That's crazy.
But okay. Let me bring that up.
We might think about that.
We might bring that back on vacation. Yeah.
Okay.
Taking a break. We are going to be back beginning of August. Mm-hmm. So this episode is going to hold you guys over. Until then, keep following the Instagram.
Yeah.
Keep following everybody's Instagram. If you got their Twitter, follow their Twitter. Mm-hmm. Follow them on TikTok, because I've been making more TikToks now.
Okay, Liz is a TikTok.
Everybody's going to follow TikTok. Yeah. Talk shit with us. I'm still in the Twitter streets doing my thing, crazy in the Twitter streets, right?
Nah, he's real life funny on Twitter.
Crazy, yeah. Random as shit on Twitter. But during this brief hiatus, we love all you Negroes and you Negettes.
Of course. You know what we could think about doing?
Chicken, rats, and hoe, huh?
A pre and post Jamaica podcast. Like,
cute.
Tell me more.
Jamaica is, well.
Oh, I get it. Yes, you see what I mean.
Like,
did. Yes,
I guess what our expectations would be for the trip,
And then coming back.
And yeah,
that'd be cute.
Majority of the podcast is going to Jamaica for my birthday, guys. So a time shall be had. You think we act up on the pod?
Baby,
the footage. What happens in Jamaica stays in Jamaica. So, get with it or get lost. I guess.
Thanks, y'all.
We'll be back.
Yeah, no, we coming back.
Yeah, but we'll be back, duh.
But listen to this go-go while we leave.
She wanna come home with you, but my nigga,
I doubt it.
Stop checking your phone. My nigga, stop checking your phone. My nigga, stop checking your phone.
I gotta be like my nigga chilling with you. Stack his paper, get in an argument. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Uh-huh. Fuck with him, that's the wrong guy. Cause see, man, he don't care and you'll go bye-bye. Do or die, rain or shine. This man care about his kids, man, and that's gonna be life. Can't nobody complain, they always saying exactly come around, man. Trust me, I'm not lame.
I like, yo, we ran around the track